were pretty cool, and I was just going to run down them, and they'll be in our show notes. September 1st to the 4th, there's a Region 7 Vintage Airstream Rally. Details about it are to be announced, so I'm not sure if it's going or not, but check out the Region 7 WBCCI website and find out if that's actually going. 9th, September 5th to the 10th, there's a Fiesta de Santa Fe, New Mexico Special Event Rally. And it's all about what's going on in Santa Fe. The Fiesta de Santa Fe is going on that time frame, and it should be a pretty cool rally getting together for that event. 6th to 10th September, the Pennsylvania State Rally in Lebanon, Pennsylvania at the fairgrounds. 8th of September through the 10th, it's a Tin Can Tourists and the Tear Jerkers Fall Gathering at the Wasamke Springs Campground in Scarborough, Maine. Should be a pretty cool Tin Can Tourist event. In Oregon, in Pendleton, Oregon, the Roundtop, it's a National Pendleton Roundup Rally, and it's centered around a professional bull riding event. Main Street Cowboys, should be a good time. 13 to 17 September, Region 5 Rally out in Elkhart, Indiana. And that should be pretty good. There's a National RV Museum there, so that with all the vintage stuff in there, it should be a pretty neat vintage event. Fall Camp Out and Flea Market, Camp Dearborn. It's another Tin Can Tourist Rally. And it's taking advantage of the Milford Historical Society's home tour and the Milford's Car Club Show. And that's a Tin Can Tourist Rally. Up in Simcoe Mountains in South Central Washington, there's a Festival of Wheels and Music Jamboree on the 16th and 17th. On the 17th, there's a Great American Classic Truck, Tractor, and Vintage RV Hoedown. Seems to me that Tin Can Tourists would be perfect for that, as well as any vintage Airstreamer. So that should be a pretty neat day on that Sunday. This 15 to 17 September is New Jersey State Rally in Somerville, New Jersey. And the 16th to 17th also at the former Alameda Naval Air Station out by you, Tim, and near San Francisco. They're having a rally the 16th, 17th. This is another Tin Can Tourist one. And on the Sunday, they're opening up the trailer camp to the general public to view all the trailers. So that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
The 21st to the 24th, it's a special event WBCCI rally out in Leavenworth, Washington. It does say Leavenworth, Pennsylvania on the WBCCI webpage, but it is in Leavenworth, Washington. And that's out in the Bavarian Village. A lot of European-oriented entertainment and experience America's Bavaria. And that's the 21st to the 24th. Missouri Show Me State Rally, the 28th to the 1st of October. And you asked about caravans last show, Tim, or a couple shows ago. And
yep.
They're still doing them. The 24th of September all the way through the 12th of October, there's a North Lighthouse and Fall Color Caravan starting out in the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. And again, that's a few weeks long, like caravans usually go. So I thought, that's a rundown of, the cooler rallies that are taking place. Most of the rallies that are going on are installation rallies. Here, starting with the fall time frame of all the new officers that were voted in, I guess, during international and for the upcoming year. That's it, guys.
That sounds good, Rob. Appreciate you fixing it up for us. And as usual, if anybody out there has a rally report entry they want to get announced, send that to rob@thevap.com. We'll be sure and get it on the next show. Okay, guys. You know what time it is.
I'm standing. Me too. I'm saluting.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Please welcome the Ambassador Update.
Okay, you may be seated.
All hail the ambassador.
That's right. I changed on the forums. I put underneath my Safari Tim. What was it, Rivet Master? I changed it to AKA Ambassador Tim. So. I'm working
good for
on
you.
It. I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
All right, we're back to the update.